I really like that way you were explaining the biology there in terms of the peritoneum. So maybe you could take a crack at Bev and why you think it works in ovarian cancer, and do you think it's different maybe than, say, what happens with, say, colon, lung, or breast cancer?
Bevacizumab is an interesting drug in that what it does is it binds to a natural occurring growth factor, vascular endothelial growth factor, or VEGF. And VEGF has been shown in many different cancers to be associated with a bad outcome in the cancer because it seems to promote the growth of new blood vessels and allow the cancer to grow more readily in normal tissue. Ovarian cancer is unique in that the VEGF seems to be a highly potent molecule in terms of promoting the growth of ovarian cancer. If one looks at kidney cancer, breast cancer, colon cancer, while bevacizumab has been associated with an improvement in all of those cancers, as a single agent, bevacizumab is really not very effective. In contrast, for ovarian cancer, bevacizumab has about a 15 to 20% response rate administered once every 2 or 3 weeks to a patient with advanced ovary cancer, even patients who have experienced a lot of prior chemotherapy. So this represents a unique opportunity to really change the biology of ovarian cancer by administering the bevacizumab either alone or in this case in combination with the best available standard therapy, which we believe to be a combination of Taxol or paclitaxel and cisplatin or carboplatin in the context of early ovarian cancer treatment.
It looks like in Memorial, there is work being done that you're involved with in the lab looking at the issue of the in vitro and in vivo effects of Bev and also in cetuximab, which is getting more and more interesting in general. Can you talk about what you've looked at and what you've seen?
Yes, we've looked at two different antibodies, both bevacizumab, which is an antibody against the ligand VEGF, and cetuximab, which is an antibody against the receptor for the epidermal growth factor, or EGF, and tried to ask how these different drugs were having their effect on ovarian cancer cell lines. And my colleague, Siobhan Kehoe, went through a fairly sophisticated and laborious analysis looking at direct cytotoxicity of the two antibodies, the ability of the two antibodies to mediate cell death through lymphocytes, which through their activation can generate killing molecules that will lyse the cancer cells, or alternatively through stromal interactions with the vasculature and the connective tissue in the host. And so all three of those mechanisms have been reported to be active in certain kinds of monoclonal antibodies. And what we found was that Siobhan demonstrated that the VEGF appeared to interact predominantly with circulating VEGF produced by the tumor cells and had no direct effect on the cancer cells themselves, nor did the bevacizumab have any real synergy with lymphocytes in terms of killing the tumor cells in an assay that combined tumor cells, the antibody, and normal human lymphocytes. And that really was in a sharp contrast to her work with cetuximab, which targeted the receptor for the EGF ligand. In that case, the epidermal growth factor receptor was a marker for the ability of the antibody cetuximab to interact with the surface of the cancer cell and in the presence of normal human lymphocytes to represent a pathway by which the lymphocytes could directly kill the cancer cell.